RTE Radio 1 Sport with Kia. Discover our 2-to-1 offers at your local Kia dealer. For more, log on to kia.com.
It's 24 minutes to 8 and Damien's here with the sports news. Good morning, Damien.
Good morning to you. We're going to begin with cricket. Ireland's men continuing their preparations this morning ahead of the start of the T20 World Cup, which gets underway next week. They're currently in action against Bangladesh in Abu Dhabi. Play began at 7 o'clock. Ireland won the toss. They chose to bat. They're currently 64-1 off 7 overs. Police in Kenya investigating the murder of the long-distance runner Agnes Tirop have confirmed that her husband is being treated as a suspect. The 25-year-old was found dead in her home yesterday after suffering stab wounds. An investigation is ongoing with her husband's whereabouts currently unknown. Tirop finished fourth in the 5,000 metres at the recent Tokyo Olympics. She twice won bronze medals at the World Championships and last month broke the world record for the women's 10K. In Gaelic games, Keith Ricken is set to replace Ronan McCarthy as the Cork senior football manager. The St Vincent's clubman managed the county's under-20s to an All-Ireland in 2019 and a Munster title this year. He's been proposed for a 2-year term by a county board selection committee. The Gaelic Players Association have written to delegates ahead of the GAA's upcoming special congress, reiterating their desire to see the passing of Proposal B, which would see the football championship adopt a league-based structure. They say they have taken the step after Chief Executive Tom Parsons was not allowed to represent the views of the playing base at a recent online Central Council meeting. Now, sport, like so many other aspects of society, is analysing the impact of Budget 2020 on its activities. The headline from a government briefing yesterday is an increase of €4.3 million to €96.2 million in funding for Sport Ireland. Also included is the expected but long-awaited introduction of parity of funding between male and female GAA players. Previously, there was a shortfall of around €800 per annum, with male players receiving €1,200, females €400. That's now been equalised. The former Tyrone footballer Gemma Begley, who's the player representation and engagement manager with the GPA, has been reacting to yesterday's news and the long campaign towards equality.
It's probably really since the inception of the grants in 2015 for the female players, I suppose, was when it was first brought to life. There's always been a recognition that alongside, I suppose, team costs, that the players were out of pocket themselves. That's where the evolution of the female grants have come from. Previously, it was just team funding, and now I suppose we're able to help players as well. It was perfect timing, if you like, with the amalgamation of the GPA and WGPA. It's written into the new association that one of the key pillars is to deliver equality of recognition, opportunity and investment. So it's something we're very passionate about and delighted to see it recognised by the state and Sport Ireland in support of that. And it's great to continue, I suppose, to work closely with the LGFA and Camogie and the GA on that.
Ronnie O'Sullivan has moved to clarify comments which were interpreted as criticism of fans present at the ongoing Northern Ireland Open in Belfast. Speaking last night, he explained that his observations on the atmosphere were directed at tournament organisers and the logistics of how they've built the arena at the Waterfront Hall and not those watching on. Mark Allen plays Matthew Stevens in the second round later on this morning. Republic of Ireland international Leanne Kiernan scored Liverpool's equaliser last night in their 1-1 draw with Aston Villa in the FA Women's League Cup. Liverpool went on to win the game on penalties. Kiernan came on as a sub in the 63rd minute, scored in the 67th, but then was forced off injured in the 73rd. Megan Connolly scored for Brighton in their 1-0 win over Birmingham City. The Irish manager Vera Powell will name her squad tomorrow ahead of the start next week of the Republic of Ireland's World Cup qualification campaign. Jonathan Caldwell is the only Irish player in the field at the European Tour's Andalusia Masters. Play gets underway there this morning. Rory McIlroy and Shane Lowry will both be in action at the PGA Tour's CJ Cup, which is in Las Vegas this week. And racing at home today is in the Curra from 12:40. The card in Tramore is away from 1 o'clock, and more sport available on the RT News app and also the RT Sport website.